Dallas Jesuit, coming to you live after a small summer hiatus. It's the Scotty Bart Sports Show, coming to you live from the conference room in the counseling wing. It's Christian Bartholomew.
I'm Scott Weiss. Sitting in studio today, we have everyone's favorite, Chris Cisneros.
And alongside water polo champion, Alex Wilcox.
The big bundle of joy. Moving on, we've got some things on tap today. I'm going to talk some NBA lockout. I'm going to talk some Texas Rangers baseball, a little bit of Dallas Cowboys preview, and a recap of last week's Jesuit 42-41 victory, and a preview of this week's game against Drake.
Jesuit starting off 1-0. Looks like they could have their 12-0 run.
The new regime of Brandon Hickman has begun. People beware.
Starting quarterbacks Jack Brissett and Brian. Where you go? Chris Cisneros has left the studio. Starting quarterback Jack Brissett, we're hooked up with Jake Oliver, wideout sensation, for 190 yards on Friday.
It's a lot of yards.
However, he did not really size up to the competition with Flower Mound's wide receiver reeling in over 300 yards of reception.
It's always tough. Really looked to make that defensive adjustment, and it took him a half, but you know what? Second half, Michael Stevens, get up in that guy's face, knock him down, run with him, shut him down.
Defensive coordinator, Mr. Coach Maturi, completely shuts down their defensive ideas and just says, screw it, let's make a new defense.
Maturi is like an ever-changing wheel, never fortifying to one shape, always flexible, always loose.
Flexibility is one key asset that you need to really win in today's high school football atmosphere.
That defense had a bulldog-like approach all game. Good to see Michael Stevens getting up in his face, squatty posture, getting low, finding that leverage. Also, Ben Wright making his first football appearance in the last 2 years. Ben Wright up for one of the greatest athletes of all time, without a doubt.
It's funny that you say that, because he is the greatest athlete of all time. There's no debate at all.
Jesuit football looks to have a strong season. Their next game is against Drake this Friday at 7:30 at home. Be there.
Now, Dallas fans, I have to applaud you. Congratulations. The team in which y'all all bandwagoned on finally won the NBA championship after 27 years of struggling.
The Dallas Mavericks overcame the greatest choke in the history of sports when they dropped four straight to Miami in 2006.
The Miami cheat, however, came back with vengeance in 2011, only to be defeated by the greatness of Dirk Nowitzki and his crew.
This is just another typical NBA conspiracy here, as the Miami cheat added LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and free agent sensation Mike, it's Miller time, Miller. However, the NBA did not want to see LeBron James get his first championship this year, and they wanted to continue his quest to truly become the greatest player of all time by thwarting him once again.
Couldn't have put it better myself, Scotty. It was pretty much the retirement home versus the daycare, as some would put it.
And it was exciting to see.
Yeah, of course. Now, Scott, you and I went to Game 4 here in Dallas, and we saw our own Miami Heat lose in front of us. It was pretty disheartening, and let me tell you, Dallas fans, I'm happy. You finally have some fans that really show their true colors. I was flipped off, cursed out, punched a few times, and even had a Coke spilled on me as I exited the theater.
The fans were getting rowdy all night. Multiple F-bombs were dropped. Multiple obscene gestures were made. And the physical level of violence was escalated.
I had two 40-year-old dads ask me how old I was and if my mom dropped me off at the game. Was I saddened by this fact? No. It actually brings joy to my heart to finally see that the Dallas Mavericks are encompassing a fan base that doesn't care.
Alex Pestos just walked into studio. Good morning, Alex.
How you doing, boys? How you doing?
Doing great.
Lacrosse sensation. Alex, actually, this is a perfect time for you. We want to just kind of go over a little recap of last year, you know, what we missed over the summer. And we didn't actually cover the lacrosse final. You want to give us some insight?
You know, actually, yeah, it's a great, great question there, Christian. We made it to the finals for lacrosse. You know, we would play Coppell. We ended up losing 10-8, but we showed some real promise. We lost to a team with 7 Division I commits. I mean, they were going to the big boy schools, to Brown, Stony Brook. These were all pretty, you know, strong lacrosse players that we had to play. And unfortunately, you know, the tide did not turn our way. But this year's looking up. This year's looking like we're going to rebound pretty quickly, make it right back to that state championship game. And you better believe we're not going to lose it this year.
Coach Saran really rallying the troops, getting ready for a big push.
Now, Alex, the fan base at that game, would you say it was good, great, or the best?
I'd probably have to say it was the best fan base I've ever seen in my life. It was the biggest turnout. We love it when you guys bring your vuvuzelas to the games. And I don't care what the coach says. You keep blowing those vuvuzelas. We don't even care. We love that.
We're going to blow like there's no tomorrow.
We'll be blowing all night.
It's just like Kesha. This place is about to blow.
Chris Cisneros just returned with his senior polo. It's been acquired from Coach Anthony Matacchione. Chris will now be sitting down and giving us an insight into the fall baseball year ahead. Chris, what do you have for us?
Well, we have an exciting year coming up with a bunch of new faces and 2 new varsity teams. They seem to have split up the teams based not on talent, but on character.
Interesting approach.
Yeah, it really is, Christian.
Now, Chris, what team are you going to be playing on? Who will be on your team?
Well, I got hooked up, to quote Gavin.
Oh.
He said that I will be joining the team of Scott Wise and Christian.
What?
You hear that?
Yes.
Today.
Excellent. That's excellent.
Probably the most exciting news I've had in months.
Now, moving on to baseball, Major League Baseball. Your Texas Rangers stand at 4.5 games ahead of the Angels right now. A decisive victory for none other than Rangers, ex-starter Scott Feldman, going 6 scoreless. Scott, I got to be honest, he's showing some promise finally out of the bullpen.
Perhaps. Perhaps it's a possibility. I mean, anything's better than the Cobra. Kobe Lewis, the most inconsistent pitcher in baseball.
I'll be honest, easily the worst pitcher in baseball right now.
It's horrendous to watch.
You know, you can go by the stat line. Oh, maybe this guy's better. Maybe this guy's worse. I don't care. He is literally the worst pitcher I've ever seen.
Christian, you and I are both in total agreement that there is only one dynamic pitcher on the Rangers
staff. The Dutch Oven. Derek Holland.
24 years old, left-handed pitcher, throwing mid-90s.
Nothing else you can ask for. A nasty slider, throws that sucker backdoor all day.
Looks like he's 14 years old.
I mean, Christian, coming from a pitcher standpoint, how does he do it? How can he do it?
The one thing I really like about him is when he gets on the mound, there's no frills about it. He stands up there, kind of seizes himself up and goes, I'm here to win. Back off me. About to throw strikes. Get out of my zone.
Does that come from like a Dutch background, or where did you inherit that from?
Well, you know, being from the Netherlands, I can kind of, you know, convey to y'all that it's really hard to describe, but being from the Netherlands, we have this mentality that nobody gets in our face and we always win. That's the truth in it. Sometimes we look younger than we may appear. Like, I look a little bit younger than I actually am, but, you know, I don't really care.
12-year-old boy.
That's not really true, because your calves look like they're of a 50-year-old man that's been an Olympic athlete all his life.
Bring in the calves.
This is the first show we're going to bring in the calves?
Always bringing in the calves. Always looking to get that in there.
Yikes. Okay.
Brian Cardinal.
I love your calves.
Alex Wilcox has made a mention of perhaps the oldest player in the NBA, Brian Cardinal.
His wife was sitting next to us at the game. Very exciting times there. What a nice lady.
Very nice for the fact that she did not get mad at me when I yelled out, Brian Cardinal, get back to your retirement home. Now, Scott, moving on, what do you have in store, do you think, for our Jesuit Ranger varsity football team this year? Do you have any predictions as far as record goes?
12-0.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Ackles and Scotty Bart Sports Show own host Scott Weiss calling out 12-0 for your varsity Ranger football team.
Probably not actually going to happen, but you know what? We can hope.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we've got a pretty solid line. You know, it was a little lax kind of in the offseason. They were a little bit worried about what was going to happen, but Ben Wright coming out of a football hiatus shows up and... Are you okay, Chris?
He was just
Chris Cisneros getting dressed next to us at the moment.
Has immediately stopped the show.
Congratulations, Chris. You've screwed us up.
Let's all take a timeout while Chris puts his pants on.
I'm really attractive. This guy slammed.
So now that Chris is finally dressed in the appropriate Jesuit manner, we're going to go now to Alex Wilcox, water polo sensation. Alex, you may remember last year you were actually our first interview on the show.
Yes.
Do you want to give another interview possibly right now?
No.
All right then, ladies and gentlemen.
Last week, Manchester United flexed their muscles of dominance in an exhilarating matchup against Arsenal. Now, the Scotty Bart Show has not typically covered European League soccer, but an 8-2 thrashing showing the true disparity in the English Premier League must be mentioned. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have two-time Athlete of the Week, Michael Scanlon, in studio. Hello, Michael.
What is this for?
The Scotty Bart Sports Show.
We're broadcasting live right now.
No way.
We've just got a little bit of a round table going right now. You can pull up a chair if you'd like and
caught on the spot.
Get in on the action. Now, back to the Manchester United coverage. Wayne Rooney put in 3 goals, 2 off of free kicks, and Arsenal looked completely outmanned and outclassed. Now, Pezos, as a lifelong Arsenal fan, what did you see that was so discouraging?
What I thought was discouraging was how the Arsenal team pretty much quit after the 5th goal. You could see with 20 minutes left, they just didn't want to be there. They didn't really care. You know, I thought it was, it wasn't really class. So it wasn't a lot of class of Ashley Young to score that 8th goal. I mean, you're up 5-1, 6-1, 7-1, or 7-2. Why score that 8th goal? That's just rude.
Alex, this is kind of a pejorative viewpoint. I mean, do you not think that you should score as many goals as possible in a sport where 1-2 goals can be scored rather quickly?
Absolutely not. If you watch the flow of the game, you know, Arsenal obviously wasn't getting that many chances, and they capitalized on chances that they actually shouldn't have capitalized on. I mean, Van Persie missed a free kick. I don't really know how you do that as a striker. That's just a bad day if you're missing free kicks and the PKs there. So Arsene Wenger will not spend money on talent. We have all the money in the world, but we will not spend it on talent. Arsenal will suffer from that this year.
That cheap freak. Speaking of cheap, apparently Lynch Lancaster has just been seen at the YMCA working out.
A former football star, Lynch took off some time to kind of find himself in the off season.
Have we seen a comeback, perhaps?
Scotty, knowing Lynch for 4 years now, I can only tell you this. He's got the heart of a lion. If he wants to come back, he will come back.
Let me just say, Saturday night at Club Crush, he was working out as well. I spotted him.
Always looking to put in a good night's performance.
It was pretty shocking.
Always trying to score big in any given opportunity.
Making plays. Now, Lynch's famed 23, much like Michael Jordan, perhaps could be retired. But when he comes back, will he be wearing 45?
It's a great question to ask. You can't really determine right now. I mean, this may just be one of his ploys, you know, to try to kind of hold out for a larger contract. You can't really say anything.
You can say a little bit, because he's such a dynamic player on and off the field.
Well, here's the question. What sport is he going to come back in?
I don't think anyone knows. Would you be surprised if Lynch Lancaster was a three-sport athlete?
Well, here's the thing, Scott. I'm not surprised, and I know he's a 6-sport athlete.
What other sports does he play?
Dodgeball, intramural volleyball.
Of course. Thank you, Scanlon.
He'll be on MSP.
Horse.
SAP MSP, San Antonio presents the Michael Stevens Project,
Checkers.
The superior force in intramural sports.
Play some ping pong as well, from what I've heard.
Donkey basketball.
Some squash.
FC represent.
Now, we've seen this conversation slowly get out of hand to the point where everyone is chiming in. But you know what? That's okay, because here at Scotty Bart Sports Show, we like to foster that brotherhood mentality.
We try to encompass all that Jesuit has taught us, and we let anyone. It's an open-door policy, pretty much, here at the Scotty Bart Sports Show. Perhaps the biggest disparity of the offseason was the loss of Jesuits football star Hayden one Colt Williams. Alongside us is Colt's best friend, Rob Holland, to give us some insight on the matter.
Yeah, Colt, you know, he really opened up to me. He's really disappointed about the neck injury. He can't do various things along with playing football. It's just tough for him. Just life is a lot more tough, and he's missing football, you know. He doesn't feel a part of the team.
Now, I haven't seen Colt outside of school much. Do you know what he's been up to?
Oh, yeah. He's been up to various things. He's really indulged in the pursuit of women lately. But that's neither here nor there, you know.
Do women like the neck brace?
No, he doesn't wear that. He's just, he can't.
He tries to go incognito in public. He doesn't want people to know.
Yeah.
I've seen him on the sidelines supporting. Has he talked to you about the emotional support that he wants to bring to the team?
He says he can bring the emotional bonding of the men just closer together on the team by just being out there and being with them. And
he's really repping. The glue that holds the team together. Now, just recently walked through the door, we have Brody McClure, who's eager to get in on this. Brody, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I just saw Cole in the bathroom actually yelling his middle name to the mirror, so if that has anything to do with anything...
That is pretty strange.
Now, perhaps one kind of...
I might report that.
Now, rumors have been circulating that Colt Williams may be coming out for baseball, Scotty. Is this any threat?
Now, it's been a couple of years. As a dynamic fielder and power hitter for Jesuit Rangers, you know, I naturally feel a little threatened. I'm going to be a middle-of-the-order guy. I'm going to look to hit about 50 home runs this year. You know, Josh Bell had 11 last year. So, you know, I'll be trying to...
I understand that, but...
Trying to quintuple his numbers. But yeah, I think anytime you get such a dynamic athlete with so much raw power that Colt has, I think as a player you have to feel threatened.
I think the problem with Colt is it's not going to be having him make the team. It's going to be, you know, getting him to come out because, you know, I've heard that he may be offered a major league contract coming up.
I heard that he's actually got a sponsor on the way from Williams Wear, a new line of clothing that specializes in making people feel really good.
Is that the tighter fitting shirts, the half shirts? Is that what I've seen those at Walmart?
They mainly specialize in waffle tees and jorts.
Also, Brett Favre lost his Wrangler sponsor, and I think Colt's about to pick it up.
I've heard they've contacted him recently, and they'd like to see him try on their jeans.
Here's the question: what doesn't Colt look good in?
Sweater vest, polyester pants,
everything.
Girl sunglasses, pink ties, yeah, stuff like that.
Shirts.
Looks in general. In the Canadian tuxedo.
Heard it here first. Colt Williams going out for baseball, going out for modeling, looking good, feeling good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a rather chaotic first show for us here at the Scotty Bart Sports
Show. But exciting nonetheless. Alongside Christian Bartholomew, Michael Scanlon, Chris Cisneros, Rob Holland, Brody McClure, Alex Petsos, and Alex Wilcox, I'm Scott Weiss.
Sun's out, guns out, Jesuit.
Have fun. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.